CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, I want you to put your coloring book and crayons away. Now put your hat and coat on. We're ready to leave. Aunt Effie, do you have your camera?
Yes, I remembered it today.
I think I see a taxi down here in front of the apartment building. We'll take that right to where the sightseeing buses gather, I guess, instead of to the tour office today.
It looks like rain. Think we should take umbrellas and rubbers?
Oh, I'm not going to. I'm so sick of lugging my plastic raincoat and boots all over.
I know. Well, I'll take my umbrella, and then maybe it won't rain.
I think we take the taxi to the end of the Via Veneto. Mm. You know, to that corner by the old Aurelian Wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's near the Borghese Gardens. I think that's where...
Why we ever decided to sublet this apartment to save money instead of staying in a hotel.
Oh, dear, what are you doing back at noon? I thought you had business appointments all day.
Guy I was supposed to see this afternoon's in Milano, and he won't be back until tomorrow. Of course, I didn't have any small change.
You mean for the elevator?
Yes. All these darn keys. Even get in the place. I unlocked the front door. I unlocked the elevator door. I unlocked the inside elevator gate. Then I discover I don't have 10 lira to put in the darn box. So I had to unlock all the doors again. I had to go down to the corner and buy some matches to have some change. Oh, there's another thing. You don't even get matches free in Italy. You got to go buy them.
No, honey.
So when I came back, I unlocked the front door. I unlocked the elevator door. I unlocked the inside elevator gate. I put in my money.
Dear Aunt Effie and I go through that a dozen times a day going out to buy food.
Yes.
And remember now, we've always said we shouldn't complain. If things are different in another country, we should just enjoy the experience.
Yeah, well, I don't enjoy the experience of plunking in money to make the elevator run. It's not the money. It's such a darn nuisance.
Never mind. Get ready and go sightseeing with us as long as you're not busy.
Buongiorno, ladies and gentlemen. Before we start, will everyone please look at their tickets and make sure you are on the right tour bus. This is a tour number 5.
Is this tour number 5?
You just said so.
Yes, signora, this is tour number 5. 5.
Well, I didn't hear him. I wanted to make sure.
In a few moments, ladies and gentlemen, we will leave Rome via Vittorio Veneto, passing the Villa Torlonia, the Lucanus Bridge, and the tomb of the Platius Lucanus. We will then proceed to Villa Adriana, the residence of the Emperor Hadrian. This is about an hour's drive. We will then proceed to Tivoli, where we will visit the famous Villa d'Este, one of the finest villas of the Renaissance period, with its magnificent water displays of hundreds of fountains, grottos, and pavilions. We will begin our drive from Rome in about 5 minutes.
Oh, it's fun. I'm glad Aunt Effie and Betsy and I didn't take this tour the other day as we planned. Now you can see it with us, dear. What's the matter?
That man up there, 3 seats ahead of us by the window, doesn't he look familiar?
Where? Oh, I can't tell much in the back of his head, on it.
Well, I'm sure we know that guy.
Well, he's probably been on some of the other tours we've taken. I mean, when you think of all the sightseeing tours that we took in England and France, you know, look how often we ran into the same people, you know?
I know, but this guy looks so familiar. Noticed him when I got on the bus.
I wish Aunt Effie and Betsy weren't sitting so far back from us. I can't explain things to Betsy.
Listen, let us sit and enjoy something for a change. That poor kid's arm must be sore from 2 months of having you hit her and say, look.
Yes.
There. What? He turned his head a bit. Look. See?
Look. You know? Uh-huh. Well, I don't know, dear. I can't really see anything.
No.
Now, don't spend the whole afternoon wondering where you've seen him before. Sit back and enjoy the tour.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, you can buy postcards later. Let us proceed to that tour of the Hadrian's Villa. Before we get back on the bus, I will give you 15 minutes to buy postcards. Now, as I said, you see before you a scale model of Hadrian's Villa as it looked in all of its glory at the death of Hadrian in 138 A.D. The circumference of the dozens of buildings comprising the villa was 8 miles. Oh, come closer, please.
Oh, now, where is Aunt Ethel?
Well, she took Betsy to the room.
Oh, well, there. Now, look, you see that man? Look, don't we know him?
Oh, never mind, dear. He's just another tourist we've seen from somewhere before. And I'm this little guy. Gee, we paid for the tour.
And you will no doubt be surprised to learn that almost 2,000 years ago, Hadrian's Villa was like a small modern city. Here was a library. Here was a theater. And here was another theater for musical entertainment. Here was a gymnasium. And over here, you will see a reproduction of what the stadium looked like. Almost like your football stadium in America, huh? And here were held all the games and sporting events. And now, if you will follow me, we will visit some of the ruins of the villa itself. Please, ladies and gentlemen, you can buy your postcards later. Now, if you will please follow me, I will tell you more.
Come on, dear. I see Betsy and Aunt Effie are coming.
This way, Aunt Effie. Come on, dear.
Well, hello.
Wow.
By golly, it certainly is a small world, huh?
Yes.
I didn't see you just a few minutes ago when we got off the bus. In fact, I saw you first. I said to myself, it couldn't be. But it is. That's Mrs. Piper.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Then I saw you. So that's seven.
I saw you when you got on the bus. I said to my wife here, I said, hey, that's somebody we know.
But I couldn't tell from the back of your head.
No.
Come on. You got it. You hurry up. Now you're way behind.
I guess we better catch up, huh? I say, old Hadrian had quite a setup here, didn't he?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me take a picture of you two.
Oh.
Nobody's going to believe it when I get home and tell them that, well, believe it or not, I met the Pipers at Hadrian's Villa in Italy.
Who is he?
Oh, for heaven's sake, I thought you knew. I have no idea.
Okay. Smile now. That's it, smile. That's it. Hold it.
And these are the famous fountains of the Villa d'Este. There are over 1,500 fountains and waterfalls, furnished by water from the River Anio. These magnificent fountains have been running constantly since the 15th century, except for the intervals when the pipes have been replaced. Now, if you will all follow me, please.
Oh, I have never seen anything so beautiful. Did he say there are 1,500 fountains here?
Yes, isn't it incredible? And all of them going at once. Oh. Just an unbelievable sight. Isn't it, dear? Dear?
Yeah. Who in Sam is that guy?
Oh, I don't know. I told Aunt Effie not to come up to us when he talks to us because we can't introduce her.
It drives me crazy. I know we know him, and it seems to me we know him pretty well.
It's starting to rain. Betsy, say bye, Aunt Effie, dear.
Oh, boy, our typical luck, isn't it? We stand here surrounded by fountains and waterfalls, 1,500 of them, and it starts to rain. All right, come on. Let's get under this cypress tree.
We've got to follow the group here. They're going back up the steps, probably to the...
did you get some pictures?
Yeah, I don't know how they'll turn out. It's pretty dark in the gardens here. Now it started to rain, but I took them anyway. Say, it's quite a sight, huh?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, never saw anything like it. Surprised there's enough water pressure for so many fountains.
They get it from the river that runs down the mountain here. Did you notice the pipes?
The what?
Pipes to the fountains. And the valves. Lead pipes, too. The same thing as we use today. And the same kind of valves we use today. That was back there in the 15th century.
Yeah, it is incredible. I mean, you never think of them knowing the same things that we know today. No. The truth is, sometimes they knew more.
Oh, say, we've lost our tour. We better get a move on.
Oh.
I can't get over running into you people today. That's been swell, too. Been 6 weeks in Europe, and I haven't seen a familiar face. Well, We better step on it if we want to buy postcards.
Yes, we'll be right along. Come on, dear. Come on, come on.
I will not be able to sleep tonight until I think who that guy is. Now, let's review what we found out about him.
Oh, for heaven's sake, dear, if you don't want to go to sleep, please let me. You hardly saw anything on the tour today for thinking about that man. Now, it's all you talked about all during dinner. You ruined the evening by just pacing the floor and muttering to yourself.
He's from home. His wife is with him, but she went shopping today rather than take the tour. They've been in Europe 6 weeks. He doesn't belong to the Rotary. I kind of sounded him out on that.
Why do you keep worrying about it?
Because you had to say to him, oh, you must call us when we all get home and drop over to the house with your travel pictures.
Well, I was just being polite.
But don't worry. He'll be over with his wife. And we won't even know their names.
Well, he knows we built a new house last year because he asked me how everything turned out.
Oh, he did?
He said, I guess you sold your old house just in time, huh?
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, but he loves, you know, so I did too. He said the Claytons had had a terrible time, so he must know the people who bought our old house. Maybe we could call them when we get home. I said, why had they had such a terrible time? And he said they had to have all new pipes or something. Well, you know, we certainly didn't know the piping wasn't good when we...
Hey, Bob! Why didn't you tell me this before? Of course, of course. Oh. Don't you know who he is? Oh. Our old plumber.
Oh, yeah!
Sure, he's a plumber we had in the old house.
Of course, I never found anything but his work clothes before.
Yeah.
Goodness, how can he afford a 6 week holiday in Europe?
How can he afford it? I paid for it. That's how he can afford it. Have you forgotten the time that guy charged me $6.35 to change a fuse in the water pump? 35 cents for that fuse and $6 for labor charges.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You had a terrible fight about it. That's why we no longer have him. Why, you nearly hit him, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, and here we were, arm in arm, practically sightseeing in Italy together. Pretty funny.
$6.35. That was the bill that guy charged.
You know, we should have caught on when he talked about the lead pipes and the valves, you know, at the Villa d'Este.
Yeah. 35 cents for the fuse and $6 for labor charges.
Now, look, it was two years ago. Forget about it and go to sleep.
Yeah, 35 cents for the fuse and $6 for labor.
It's a fact, some homemakers actually enjoy doing household chores. It's a pleasure for them to neaten up. Others approach their chores with less enthusiasm. No matter which category you fall into, we suggest you find those household duties go a little faster when CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime dramas keep you company. Listen to The Right to Happiness, Ma Perkins, Whispering Streets, Young Dr. Malone, Our Own Couple Next Door, The Romance of Helen Trent, and The Second Mrs. Burton. CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime dramatic serials. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Rock Rogers, and John McGovern, and is produced by Walter Hart.